with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A northwestern Nigerian state becomes the fourth in the nation to shut down virtually all its schools in the wake of a spate of mass kidnappings. BBC correspondent Mayeni Jones says suspected groups are trying to extort the government, especially as the Trump administration exerts pressure to stop persecution of Christians.
They believe that by kidnapping, especially young children, they'll be able to convince the government to pay them ransoms quick. It's worth noting that with President Trump's recent comments about insecurity in northern Nigeria and the targeting of Christians by Islamist insurgents, some analysts have suggested that this could have served as some sort of incentive for gangs to think to themselves, well, as the U.S. is putting pressure on the Nigerian government, this might be a good time for us to try and extort them for money.
In remarks to an international summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says talks continue on a proposal to end Russia's war.
We are at a critical moment, and we are working closely with the United States, with European partners, with many, many others to define steps that can end Russia's war against us, against Ukraine, and bring real security.
A Ukrainian delegation was in Geneva for talks about a U.S.-Russia brokered peace plan with a U.S. team led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The Pentagon says it's investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over possible breaches of military law after the former Navy pilot joined a handful of other lawmakers in a video that called for U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 202 points, the Nasdaq rose 598, the S&P 500 advanced 102. This is SRN News. With Christmas rapidly approaching, a new game called Manger in Danger is gaining traction with parents nationwide as a counterpoint to the more secular Elf on the Shelf activities. Pastor Grant Castleberry of King's Chapel Church in Raleigh, North Carolina, says the manger in danger concept originated with his wife.
One morning, she had this idea to take the manger from our nativity, hide it, and based on that story, say, the manger's in danger, Herod's looking for the manger, you go find the manger, and our kids just came down the stairs. They loved it, you know, spent the next 30 minutes looking for it. And so it just became something that we started doing every day.
In addition to the game itself, there are daily devotions families can participate in, timed from December 1st through 25th. Manger in Danger is available on Pastor Castleberry's media website, unashamedtruth.org. This is SRN News. A key figure in last month's NBA gambling scandal arrests has entered a plea in federal court.
Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups has pleaded not guilty to charges he profited from rigged poker games involving several mafia figures and another former NBA player. The Hall of Famer was arraigned Monday in a federal court in New York City. Billups was among more than 30 charged in last month's sprawling federal takedown of illegal gambling operations linked to professional sports. He previously appeared in Oregon federal court on October 23rd. His attorney at the time said that the five-time All-Star was a, quote, man of integrity, end quote, and denied the charges. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Ja'Marr Chase has apologized for spitting on Jalen Ramsey during the Cincinnati Bengals' loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers on November 16th. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.